broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And good morning. Welcome to the clubhouse. We're about to start the show. Jeff Shackelford, I must have given him the wrong number, but I'm going to get it to him in just a second. He's golf writer for Golf World and Golf Digest. His website is jeffshackelford.com. His forte, golf course architecture. And he'll be up. But first, we need to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
GA Tours back in Hawaii in January. Hyundai Tournament of Champions is our first tournament. It's on Maui. The Elite Winners Only Field plays at Kapalua Plantation Course. All ticket sales money goes to charities on Maui. And the first full field PGA Tour event of 2014 is on Oahu at Wailea Country Club. John Daly, Hideki Matsuyama, Ro Ishikawa, and Guan Tianlong sponsor exemptions in this 144-man field. Get your tickets at all First Hawaiian Bank locations and support Friends of Hawaii Charities. Our sponsor, Acura of Honolulu, get the city-sized luxury of the ILX with a special lease starting at just $209 a month, or take advantage of the special 0.9% APR before it expires on January 6, 2014. Acura once again proves its amazing overall value this year, winning the ALG Award for overall brand value for 2013, and there's no safer luxury car on the road. Check out the NHTSA ratings on the 2014 Acura line, and you'll hear it from the experts. There's never been a better time to drive an Acura. And there's never been a better time to talk to Jeff Shackelford. He's golf writer for Golf World and Golf Digest. You can find him at jeffshackelford.com. He's got a great website. His forte, golf course architecture, I believe he still teaches. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Thank you, Danielle. Great to be here, as always.
Are you still teaching?
I have not gotten a call from Harvard in a few years. No, they've stopped their classes, which they've been doing a long time, which is kind of a statement about the world of golf course development at the moment.
Yeah, and you know, I've got to ask you right off the bat, since we're talking architecture, Gil Hans, the last time I heard, he said in a couple of weeks, like 4 to 6 weeks, that would be the time when we'd know whether or not he'd be able to actually build the course where the land is or have to find an alternate location. That's 2 years from now we're going to have the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
Have you heard anything?
Oh, yes. I have a piece in the February Golf Digest. It's not long, but an update of sorts. I went there in May, and they're building the course. That's the good news. The bad news is they're now in another critical phase. This one's a 90-day phase to basically determine whether or not this is going to get finished. And it's a very strange thing. You know, you'd think the International Olympic Committee would be overseeing this venue creation, but they've kind of turned it over to the city and the landowner, who've never built golf courses, and they're not really very in tune with how it goes. And so it's kind of a mess. And they're building, but they've been building for almost a year now, and they don't have water, and you need water to start growing grass and move things and all that. So it's just a mess. But if you follow the news at all, you know, the whole thing in Rio with the World Cup and then with the Olympics, it's just going to be a debacle.
Okay. Do they have an alternate site?
No, they don't. And I think they'll get the course done, but I just don't know how good it'll be conditioning-wise. The good news is they can grow grass quickly there. It's the climate's pretty reliable and all that, but I don't know how great it's going to look. You know, the beauty of what Gil does and what we've done when I've worked with him is we try to make courses look old, and a big part of that is kind of the vegetation and around the bunkers, and creating a look that just looks like it's been there a long time. And I don't know how much of a chance they're going to get to create that look with this course.
Well, okay, that you know, it really is important for the grass to have a good root system.
Well, that too, yeah.
You know, so it can look old. Otherwise, it's obviously brand new, and it's difficult to play on a course like that too. So it will be interesting to watch. We always do this show. This is our third year or fourth year, and it's always fun talking with Jeff Shackelford. He's a golf writer for Golf World, Golf Digest. His website is jeffshackelford.com. Now, on some of the topics, I think in Golf World Monday, there was the top 10 events, like everyone's doing the top 10. And you, one of them that you chose to write about was Jordan Spieth, his rise to amazing fame in 2013.
Yeah, well, it was an amazing story. For me, the tournament of the year was Phil winning the British Open, but somebody had already taken it. So, but I did have a really interesting experience. I was there at the Torrey Pines to cover that event, and they said, go out and write us a note about Jordan Spieth's debut. And I said, oh, he's debuting this week. And, you know, we've been there with all these hotshot college kids. And he had really kind of ended his college career on a – He really didn't go out playing that great. He was struggling, and his second year wasn't as good as his first year. So I was like, well, okay, I'll go out here and follow him around. It was his dad and a couple of family friends and a couple of family friends of the other two players, and it was just a completely average thing. And if that's probably being kind. And so it was just to think back to that moment that he was kind of flailing around out there and totally anonymously on the North Course at Torrey Pines, where it was just volunteers and family members watching. That's not exactly going to go down as one of the sexiest debuts in PGA Tour history, but he used those exemptions and he to do what he did at the age of 19, and then he turned 20 in the midst of all this was really. Astounding.
It is astounding. And then plays on the President's Cup. I mean, that's like, huh?
Yeah, and he just says he's going to continue it. I don't, you know, he does putt very well, and I don't see any reason why he'll be derailed. He just says he's a very solid person. He's very humble, very nice, and I just don't foresee him cooling off. I don't know how high his ceiling is. But he's definitely going to be a big presence for the next few years.
It's excellent. So your top of number one of the year would be Phil Mickelson winning the Open after winning the Scottish Open?
Yeah, my barometer is what are we going to talk about 10 years from now? And that's the one that we'll look back. The Adam Scott win we'll talk about too. We'll say, wow, that was a great Masters. But the one that we'll say, wow, that was one of the great tournaments of all time. When you think about, I mean, I was there, the golf course was playing unbelievable. I mean, you made one tiny mistake and you were just punished so severely by the, well, really starting from Thursday on, but especially on the weekend. And when you look at the group of players that Phil faced that day and beat and passed, I mean, he came from a ways back.
Yeah.
And how many great players had a chance to win that event? The Tiger, Lee Westwood, Adam Scott, Ian Poulter made a run. And yet he just played a flawless round of golf. He said it was the best round of golf of his life, and I believe it. So to me, that was the one that we'll talk about down the road.
Okay, we started a little bit with one of the newbies in the game of the PGA Tour. Now, what about Lydia Ko? She turns pro this year.
Yeah.
And then she signs with IMG, and then, bam, there goes her coach of 11 years. Now, that means she was five when she started with the guy.
Yeah, five.
Okay, your thoughts?
It's unbelievable to me. It's just, I was astounded when this happened when Gary Woodland, you may recall a couple of years ago, he had had a very natural athlete and kind of had worked with one person his whole life and really wasn't very mechanical. He decided to change agents, and I guess there is some new written code that agents must assign you a swing coach because he switched, And when he switched, his coach was the father of his agent, and so he had to change swing coaches. Apparently, he went to Butch Harmon. He disappeared for over a year and a half, completely lost his game, and he's just now playing better again. So I don't understand this notion that when you have an agent, you therefore must let them pick a swing coach for you. And to me, it is just beyond. Yeah, it's already she's got enough going on with endorsements. She's going to Callaway now, which, you know, she had to pick a club company. That's fine. But then to throw this in the mix when she's clearly a natural talent mostly and has just had very good subtle coaching, it's wow. What yep. I'm just stumped.
I am too. And yeah. And Guy Wilson, talk about, I mean, he was like a big brother to her. And that's the kind of relationship some people say they have, like this. And it just went, I went, huh?
And you don't even hear something like, well, I'm going to still go back and see Guy now and then at home. But we've set up something where Guy's kind of talked to some people here at the Ledbetter thing about what we work on, and they're going to keep an eye on me kind of thing. It's not that. It's I'm in the market for a swing coach, and I'm going to go shopping at the local Target for one. And it's just, to me, that is so bizarre. I can't relate to this. But clearly this is and it's something I kind of want to investigate for an article, because this is now one of several examples where we've seen where that you turn pro and you must have we've seen it in tennis. You must have a team.
Uh-huh. The team that we approve of.
Yeah, even if you're a total natural. I mean, Jordan Spieth didn't. He turned pro, and he didn't suddenly have to go find somebody. He stuck with the person he's been with. And now, granted, there's a geographical issue in her case versus his, but I still just, it had me absolutely floored. And nothing against David Ledbetter, but when you look at what's happened with Michelle Wee, you do kind of have to wonder about that as well.
Well, Gary Gilchrist and her going over, I mean, Michelle Wee making that transition floored me, because she seemed to be so comfortable with Gilchrist. So
yeah.
We need to take a break real quick, and I'd like to talk to you about another issue that, well, of course, there was the anchored putter that was huge mm-hmm. this year, right? But how about Tiger Woods and Randall Chamblee and putting somebody maybe in the PGA Tour van to watch the television broadcast. So we've got an official in there rather than people just calling in. Can we take that up next?
I can't wait.
Okay, we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha, this is Dustin Johnson. Don't miss the excitement at the Plantation Course here in Maui during the PGA Tour season opening Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
On January 5th through 9th in Kapalua, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi highlight a champions-only field. All fans are free on Thursday's Pro-Am Day. Competition tickets are $15 in advance at pgatour.com/Hyundai or by calling 665-9160. Youth 18 and younger are free with a ticketed adult.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
This year, the Acura Season of Reason sales event is looking beyond the holiday hype to focus on what's important, the cars.
What do you mean, hype? I'm just a 40-foot inflatable snowman shooting a tinsel cannon with disco balls for buttons.
It's just that the Acura Season of Reason sales event is about great deals on great cars. And you're slightly ridiculous.
Ridiculous? I sing and dance in a rhinestone scarf. I don't even have legs.
What does that have to do with the sales event?
It's the holidays. These deals are hot. That's why I'm inside this snow globe.
Look beyond the sales and beg for attention. Look to the vehicles that won the 2013 Edmunds.com Best Residual Value Award for luxury brands. The Acura Season of Reason sales event. Smarter vehicles deserve a smarter sales event.
Your local Hawaii Acura dealers wish you and your loved ones a happy Season of Reason holiday sales event.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Jeff Shackelford, author of 11 books, golf writer for Golf World and Golf Digest, and his website is jeffshackelford.com. I highly recommend it. Jeff Shackelford, you know, I was listening and watching Golf Channel. They were doing a couple of previews and looks back, and there was Brandel Chambly, and he was talking, you know, it's amazing, he was talking so much about Tiger Woods and how good Tiger is. Yeah, it was like, and then I read your column, you know, you're saying like, hey, he's not that much of an anti-Tiger guy. He seems to be very much a for him.
Well, if you follow him on Twitter, he went off on this explosion the other day of more lavish praise for all things Tiger, which I read as, oh boy, there's still a behind-the-scenes drama here where Tiger really wants him fired. It's just that simple. And
wow,
maybe he's actually, I don't know, maybe he's, I don't think he will get Golf Channel's attention, Tiger will. I mean, he did pout and not do an interview at his own tournament for Golf Channel after he shot 62, which was just pathetic. And but he's been very bothered by what Brandel has said about his swing changes for a long time. And then Randall made this mistake writing this column. He didn't say anything on the air in particular, but he wrote a column and for golf.com, which he won't write anymore, in Golf Magazine. And since then, Tiger has been using that to make his life miserable somehow. Well, who knows how it's being done? It's behind the scenes. But he is clearly in retreat mode and trying to make everybody clear on how he feels about Tiger's greatness.
About his greatness, yes. I was like watching going, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
This is very interesting. But, you know, on the subject of rules, Paddy Harrington was talking about how, you know, he considers Tiger to be one of the top guys who follows all the regulations, and he really respects his etiquette on the course. And it's just interesting to see all of this happening. But I think the whole rules thing started with that Masters drop on 5, where, you know, he was too close. He should have been further back.
Yeah.
Right. And then things just went haywire this year. And all the calls to, and I don't know how they get the number, except sometimes these people are rules officials who are calling in who see it, right?
In the case of the Masters, it was, yeah.
Okay. So why doesn't the PGA Tour put a rules official inside one of these broadcast trucks?
They did it. You know, they did it a few years ago, and that's their excuse. It didn't work out. The difference, though, is that when they did that, there was no high-definition television, and there were no DVRs. So you now have people with screens that are amazing. And it's only going to get better. I've seen the 4K of the Sony Open, the 4K/3D coverage of that, and it's unbelievable. And you'll see even more detail than you see in high def.
Wow.
And then you give people a DVR where they can back it up, which is why David Eager, who's a great guy and a brilliant mind and knows the rules, and a great player, he's the one who backed it up on Tiger's drop and went, well, wait a second, and he called a friend who was there to essentially try to prevent Tiger from signing an incorrect card, which is why I always get a kick out of people acting like David Eager was some bad guy in this. He really prevented Tiger from something much worse, a DQ. So it's only going to continue to be an issue, and that's why it's sort of laughable when they wheel out the, well, they did it before and it didn't work. But mostly it's probably just they're cheap. They just don't want to hire a couple more people, which is insane. You know, it's
they've
just
got
nuts.
So much money.
Yeah, and they have so. If you knew how many people they have working in various positions and making more money than the officials, the rule staff who do a great job. They don't mess up the course setups. They have plenty of opportunities. You know, you go on down the line. They do a great job, and the notion that maybe you add two more of those people. It seems to be a union issue. You know, they're union workers, and it seems to just drive Tim Fincham nuts that they're in a union.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, so it's, now I've heard something like they haven't been, their contract's been open for 15 months?
It was open for a very long time. They worked, well, you may recall last year, they worked Kapalua without a contract,
yeah.
And then they worked most of the West Coast swing and into Florida without a signed contract, and that was pretty lame. And they ended up getting something. But yeah, the tour has, for instance, they have agronomists in the building who go to tournaments and check on the turf conditions, and that's great. That's a great service. But it would take a rules staff member. Now these are the guys out there. Your officials, your most visible people. 15 years to make what a second year agronomist makes and all their pay and all that. So there's just
wow.
Some sort of bizarre thing going on there, and it's incredible because Tim Fincham hates controversy, and this is a great way to prevent controversy. Just hiring a couple more people to watch the telecast, and you know, if he feels like he needs to get his money worth out of the whole thing, maybe he can have him do an evaluation of the announcers too while he's doing it. I don't know.
You were great on Golf Channel's Grey Goose, the 19th hole, when you know it's. What would it hurt? Then people can call up and say, "Yeah, we're working on it. We're working on it. We saw that. We're working on it."
What's so funny is that, you know, people get so upset that somebody can call in, and I don't get upset by it at all. And first of all, I'm like a lot of people. I wonder how on earth they figure out where to call.
Yeah.
But I don't. They are saving players in 99% of these instances from signing an incorrect scorecard. So. And the alternative would be so much worse. That's what I tried to explain on that show, is that if you take that option away and you will not solicit these outside calls pointing out an issue, well, then all of a sudden you're going to have people considered cheaters, because in our world today, these videos will go up on YouTube or they'll get passed around on Twitter and email, and everybody will go, well, that guy got away with something, or she got away with murder there, and then she goes and wins the tournament. And that's much worse than what we have now.
Exactly. Jeff Shackelford, jeffshackelford.com, writer for Golf World and Golf Digest. I have USGA golf historian Mike Trostel checking in with
Great.
Me next. Isn't that awesome? I mean, wasn't it a wonderful year last year with all the, like, Marion being highlighted again?
Yeah, and Mike's doing a super job. Ed Marion, he brought Hogan's infamous one iron that where Justin Rose hit his approach shot from almost the same spot, which was incredible. You know, I was standing out there when that happened. I didn't even know how close he was to the plaque until I just saw the highlight show recently. But yeah, it was really neat at Marion. I wasn't wild about the setup at Marion. It kind of created a weird finish, but all in all, it was a great, great week at Marion.
Yeah, just watching, seeing Marion and the Country Club, and all of those great old courses. I hope that another great old course is going to be featured as well in the near future. It'd be interesting to see if the Walker Cup is really going to be played over at Seminole. That's
it is.
It is.
It is. They're
it
going
is.
To Seminole. They're going to L.A. Country Club here in my home city, which is just a great old course. And, yeah, I hope we – I do. I agree. I hope we go to more old courses. They just have more character. I mean, just look at in your area, look at Wailea. The Sony is just, you know, it's got more character.
It does have more character. And I've got Tom Doak at some point is going to be joining me about some of the work he's going to be doing. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you coming over?
No, I wish.
Darn.
You've seen our magazines lately. They're a little thin, so we – We're watching our travel budget.
We're talking with Jeff Shackelford. Always a pleasure. Thank you for making the annual trek to the golf club.
My pleasure, Danielle, as always.
Aloha.
All right, take
care.
Have a
great 2014.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back right after this with Mike Drostel. He is the USJ historian. We're going to talk about some of those great courses that we saw this past year. And Pinehurst, because that's where both the men's and the women's U.S. Open will be played this year, back to back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Ring in the new year at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. Located on Ka'anapali Beach at the foot of legendary Black Rock, this sprawling resort welcomes travelers to a world of relaxation and discovery. Every guest room is newly renovated and comfortably appointed with breathtaking views of the Pacific Ocean, lush gardens, or lava rock waterways. And at sunset, catch the breathtaking plunge during the Black Rock cliff diving ceremony. To rediscover the legend of Ka'anapali, call 808-921-4646 and book your reservation today.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea for the Sony Open January 6th through the 12th. Come kick off the 2014 tour season with Zach Johnson, Webb Simpson, Jason Duffner, and Matt Kuchar. Big names, big action. Tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Military free with valid ID, new admissions, and bag policy. It's the Sony Open at Wailea, January 6th through the 12th. Visit friendsofhawaii.org.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
In the clubhouse now, that is Mike Drostel, USJ curator and historian. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hey, Danielle. It's great to be back. How are you doing?
Excellent, sir. Did you have a wonderful holiday?
I did. Still enjoying the week off. The USGA closes down between Christmas and New Year's, so I am back up in Boston hanging with the family, and it's actually a pretty balmy 43 degrees out here today, so I might even hit some balls up here this afternoon.
You know, as long as the sun's out, it's not that bad, right?
When you're up here and you're used to, you know, temperatures about 20 degrees lower than that this time of year, 43 is not too bad.
No. When I was in ski country, you know, if we went out, it was a warm day. You could ski in a bikini and get a great suntan, you know. There's all sorts of things you could do. 2013 was a historic year, though. I mean, I was just thinking back. What with Marion coming back for the U.S. Open, using Marion and the Country Club where the U.S. Amateur was played and won by Matthew Fitzpatrick, the first non-U.S. competitor to win, what was it, since 1911 that an Englishman lifted the Havemeyer Trophy? Was it that long?
Yeah, it's been 100 years.
Right.
Yeah, it was a great year, 2013. And, you know, you mentioned Marion and the Country Club, and heard you talking to Jeff a little bit earlier about Walker Cup, and we went to National Golf Links last year. It was really just a terrific historical year for the USGA. And you mentioned Marion, and you know, Jeff mentioned I brought the Hogan's One Iron back out there. But there's so much more history there too. Now, 18 USGA championships played there. That's one in each of the last 12 decades. Pretty staggering number there. And Bob Jones won the Grand Slam there in 1930. Of course, Hogan in 1950. And here's a course that measured, you know, 6,900 yards. And a lot of the pundits were saying, you know, it could be 10, 15, 20 under par winning.
Yes.
Depending on conditions and course setup. And the old girl held up all right.
She sure did.
Yeah, it was really a fun week.
It was a fun week, and a lot of people were concerned that there wasn't enough room for fans and for all the people getting there. Is that sometimes an issue with the older courses?
It's a huge issue. I think what Mike Davis has said all the time, the number one consideration for picking a U.S. Open course, or any course for the USGA Championships, is it a good golf course? Is it a great golf course? And obviously Marion fits the bill. And if that's the case, then we try and work everything around that. And obviously there were some logistical challenges there, being situated on just over 110 acres in Ardmore, Pennsylvania. But I think we made it work the best we could, and it was a really good experience for most of the spectators. We got all the corporate tents in there and everything else, so it was really fun. And I got asked the question last week, would the USGA consider going back to Marion? And talking to Mike, I think that's an absolute yes.
Wow.
As the USGA championships are determined, we have to be asked to come there by the club. So if Marion wants us to come back, I know Mike is certainly open to holding any USGA championship there, not just the US Open, but he would consider anything, including the U.S. Open.
When we think about the older courses, they've been around for so long that they're encroached upon by construction. People want to be close to them, so naturally they get closed in. People are abandoned dunes. They're creating these gorgeous golf courses in wilderness where there's lots of room to expand. One of the questions that's coming up now, of course, is whether or not Seminole Golf Club will actually host the 2021 Walker Cup. That's kind of been the rumbling rumor. It's a beautiful golf course, absolutely stunning, as is National Golf Links. All of these are beautiful golf courses. And what brought them back into the rota, if you will? What brought them to the attention of bringing these great events to these beautiful historic golf courses?
Well, Danielle, I think it's something that we always want to do is bring our championships to the best golf courses around so people can get out there and see them. As you talked about earlier, we'll be out in Los Angeles, Los Angeles Country Club, great course in 2017 for the Walker Cup. We'll be out to Shinnecock Hills for the U.S. Open in 2018. And I know there are discussions with Seminole to bring the Walker Cup there in 2021. I have not heard anything confirmed yet, but I've heard the same things that you and Jeff have too. So, as Mike Davis has said time and time again, it's all about the golf courses, and we just, if they want to have us, we certainly want to try and find a way to make it work and bring our championships there.
Well, the ones that the U.S. Open, the U.S. Women's Open, the U.S. Amateur, the Walker Cup is one of my favorites just because of its history, the way it was founded, the reason it started.
It's such a great event, Danielle, because
yeah.
I went there. I've been to the last two that have been on U.S. soil, and it's so intimate because there's not that many people out there. And you can actually hear the conversations between the caddy and player, and it's almost like you're walking around with, any of your buddies when you're out playing out in the course. The accessibility is tremendous, the Walker Cup. And as you said, so much history. It goes all the way back to George Herbert Walker, grandfather of two presidents, grandfather and great-grandfather mm-hmm. of both President Bushes, going back to World War I, coming out of that, wanting to have a championship that was meant to kind of bridge the gap between countries after World War I. And it's been a great championship over the year. Lots of goodwill, but lots of great competition too. And a lot of amateur golfers, postpone turning professional because they want to play in the Walker Cup because there's so much history.
Exactly. And I forget the gentleman's name, but there was quite the controversy when one young amateur decided to forego the Walker Cup and turn professional. It was like, really? Why would you want to do that? The Los Angeles Country Club, we always think of the great golf courses of being on the East Coast, where, of course, golf started in the United States and then moved west. What is the Los Angeles Country Club like?
Well, I've actually never been out there, Danielle, so I can't speak to the specifics. But, you know, I know we love to go out to the West Coast, especially because there's great weather out there, too.
Yeah.
When we've been out there for the U.S. Open at the Olympic and Torrey Pines in the last decade, you know, you don't have to deal with any rain delays or anything like that for the most part. The worst thing you might have to deal with is fog, and that's usually not a factor when you're down in L.A., either at L.A. Country Club or Riviera. But, you know, again, a great old course. It's been around for a really long time, and I know Jeff plays there a lot, Shackelford, and just in talking with him, there's a lot of great history there. So I'm looking forward to getting out there in the next year or two and really getting to check it out. But like you said, golf is no longer just an East Coast sport, you know, especially with the USGA. We're going all over the country next year. We'll be out in Oklahoma for the U.S. Senior Open, out in Washington State for the public links, Arizona for the girls junior, Kansas for the public links, Texas for the junior amateur. So we are all over the country. We even held 6 USGA championships out in Hawaii. So, you know, it's certainly not not limited by geography anymore.
You've held 6 USGA championships in Hawaii?
Correct, yeah. It's been 4 public links and 2 women's amateur public links. I think we were last out there, I think it was in the late 90s.
In the late 90s. We need to get you back.
I'd love to come back. It would please me to no end to make a work trip out to Hawaii coming from New Jersey or Boston. So that would be wonderful. Let's work on that.
Let's work on that. Truly. I mean, seriously. Okay. The U.S. Women's and, well, the U.S. Open and then the U.S. Women's Open played back-to-back at Pinehurst. It's an amazing. I wanted to ask you a question about the USGA playing out of the country. You know, the PGA Tour, I mean, the PGA of America talking about taking the PGA Championship abroad. And I thought, how would the USGA take something USGA abroad? The idea of you coming to Hawaii would be fabulous. I don't think we can do a U.S. Open. But is there, have you ever heard of anybody talking about taking one of the USGA events to another country?
No, not really. Not one of the at least the 13 individual championships. Yeah. Would be difficult. You know, we're closely associated with the World Amateur Team Championship, and that travels around.
Okay.
But, you know, I have not heard Mike Davis or any of the guys in rules and competitions yet talking about taking a USGA championship abroad. We just started, what was it, I guess it was 7 or 8 years ago now, started international qualifying for the U.S. Open. So now we're over. Walton Heath, who have done over in England, have done a couple of qualifiers over in Asia the past couple of years. But to take the championship itself over there, I think we're still still a few years away from that.
Yes, yes, absolutely. No, it was just, I just thought to myself, well, who would have thunk that the PGA of America was going to take one of their events internationally? And well, why not ask? on the U.S. Men's and Women's Open being held at that same golf course, what kind of challenges does that present to the USGA?
Yeah, it's a good question, Danielle. And, you know, we encountered some different challenges last year, as we just talked about at Marion, you know, holding a U.S. Open on 110, 115 acres of land and moving people around. This year, it'll be a different sort of challenge. You know, land is not an issue. We can certainly get a lot of people in and around Pinehurst, but conducting 2 of our biggest national championships on back-to-back weeks will be interesting, but it'll be a lot of fun. And you know, we think that'll be the place to be in June for 2 weeks. The whole eyes of the golf world should be on Pinehurst. A lot of people have asked me the last couple months, you know, what will the ladies be hitting out of divots?
Yes.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. And talking with Mike Davis about it, I think what Mike and Jeff Hall and those guys are trying to do is keep the shot values the same. So if the men are hitting an 8-iron from, say, 170 yards, you know, the women, they hit an 8-iron from about 140 yards, That's what Mike is going to try and set up. So I don't think there'll be as many instances of that as people think right now. I don't think that'll be a huge factor. You know, one interesting thing that's been talked about over the past few weeks has been practice rounds. You know, if there's a playoff, if things like that happen, if Stacey Lewis wants to go in and play a practice round on Saturday or Sunday, there actually have been some discussions about letting some of the women out. As if the men are on the 16th, 17th hole on Saturday, can the ladies come out and start a practice round on the first, second, third holes?
Wow.
And, you know, we've given that some consideration. So I don't think there's a final decision yet, but that would be pretty interesting, right? With you know, Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson duking it out on the 17th hole, and there's Michelle Wee out in the third hole hitting, you know, dropping three balls and hitting some pitch shots. It'd be fun to watch.
Talk about drive the producer on television, you know, doing the show crazy. You know, what
no
am
kidding.
I... Now, there's a lot of cameras to keep busy. Mike Trostel is USGA curator and historian. I really enjoy talking with you. It's a pleasure every time. I hope you'll join me again in the very near future so we can talk some more about just the history of the game, but I also like talking to you just about the game itself.
Absolutely, Danielle. Yeah, and we might have to, you know, if we get some more snow here on the East Coast, work out something where I do something live in the studio out there.
I would like you to come here live. Just come on over. I wish you were here for the Sony, you know, or that's a Seth Raymore course, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how the changes that may come about on that course in the near future, not necessarily changes back to the way it was, but certainly some work, some renovations to bring it a little bit closer, because of all the building that's been done in Kahala makes it impossible to bring it back to the way it was. It's
right.
Great.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the big restoration projects that have been happening up and down, especially at Pinehurst with Coren Crenshaw, so it'll be interesting to see, as you said, what happens.
Yes. Thank you so much for being on the show. Mike Trostel, USGA curator and historian.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. Shane Bacon checking in. He's with Yahoo Devil Ball. Indeed it is, isn't it? Yes. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
This year, the Acura Season of Reason sales event is looking beyond the holiday hype to focus on what's important. The cars.
And the holiday jingle.
Wow. No, actually, Acura is just focusing on the cars, not jingles.
Deals on wheels, deals on seals, wheels, deals, deals.
Yeah, that's the idea, but the Acura Season of Reason deals speak for themselves. They don't need to sing.
The singiest sale, the frostiest sale, the chestnuttiest sale, the yulogiest sale, the salesiest sale.
Look beyond the sales that don't have much to say. Look to the vehicles that won the 2013 Edmunds.com Best Residual Value Award for Luxury Brands. The Acura Season of Reason sales event. Smarter vehicles deserve a smarter sales event.
Your local Hawaii Acura dealers wish you and your loved ones a happy Season of Reason holiday sales event.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Kapalua, Maui. It's where champions come to play. In this winners-only field, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions features the best of the best on the PGA Tour. See Dustin, Adam, France, Duffner and Cooch go head-to-head January 2nd to 6th at the Plantation Course. For more information and to purchase tickets starting at $20, visit pgatour.com/Hyundai.
Copyright 2014.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back into the clubhouse. Yes, it's going to be a windy day here in Hawaii, so it's like a one club, maybe a two club win, depending on where you're playing. Shane Bacon, editor for Yahoo Sports, Devil Ball. He's with us in the clubhouse all the way from Arizona, where the weather is. Shane, welcome to the show.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty nice right now. I mean, you can't complain. I see all this winter bad weather and stuff, and when you're wearing shorts, you know, right around Christmas, you think you actually won the lottery on climate.
All right, so I'm going through the top 10 moments in golf, and you guys, you really should check out Yahoo Sports. They do a really, really good job. Golf, yes. Okay, so Top 10, Furyk shoots number 59. That's number 10. And I'm going down Stacey Lewis at St. Andrews, and Duffner wins the PGA Championship, and Henrik Stenson's incredible season, FedEx Cup win, Jordan Spieth, Justin Rose wins the U.S. Open, Indy Park. So, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get to, I get to number 3. I'm waiting for 2 and 1. when are you going to tell us?
Well, we're rolling them out, you know, every day until the new year, just basically kind of trying to recap the end of the season. I think a lot of the time, you know, we get too excited for the next season, and we kind of forget that, you know, I mean, in the golf year, especially in 2013, you know, we had memories that we aren't going to forget anytime soon. I mean, you know, I mean, obviously, I mean, if you follow golf at all, you know that the last two are going to include the British Open and the Masters, which, you know, in my opinion, were two of the most exciting majors we've had in the last decade. I mean,
yeah.
I think what Phil did, you know, what Phil did over those last few holes, and obviously the way Adam kind of won his first major with those putts, you know, and it was cool him kind of doing it with a club that has always kind of haunted him. You know, I mean, he's always hit the ball well, always been one of the best swings in the golf, you know, in golf history. But for him to kind of make two really important clutch birdie putts, obviously on 18 and there at the playoff, you know, it was fun to watch. I mean, you know, goosebumps that didn't leave for a couple of days if you're a golf fan.
Yeah, and when you set number 10 on your top 10 moments is Furyk shooting that 59, and Phil Mickelson didn't, is the first thing I thought.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's why I included Phil and Tiger, for that matter. I mean, you know, Tiger had a really good chance to do it on a golf course where nobody was really playing that well going that low, and he was just kind of in a different world, almost like the way we'd seen Tiger kind of play in the past when he was so dominant. So, you know, I thought that it was cool that both those guys had a chance to do it. You know, and I think that in a decade, if you look back and say, you know, what do you remember from 2013? I mean, I definitely think that the number 1 and 2 are definitely going to be things we think. But, you know, Phil having that putt lip out in Phoenix.
Yes.
You know, I was there. I mean, it was one of the craziest things you'll ever see. I mean, the putt was half in, half out. And, I mean, that's why we definitely wanted to include it, even though it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and when he said afterwards, there's not such a big deal between a 61 and a 60. But it's a huge, big deal between a 60 and a 59.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, and golfers can relate to that. I mean, guys that shoot high numbers and they break 100 for the first time and they break, you know, 90 or 80 or 70 for the first time, you know, I mean, a 69 to a 70, you know, most people that don't play golf wouldn't understand why one shot's that different. But, you know, for your kind of checklist or goals in your head, you know, I mean, shooting in the 60s for the first time in your life is a huge deal. Or shooting in the 70s for the first time is a huge deal. And I think that's, you know, that's why, even though, you know, a lot of us will never even come close to shooting a 59, you know, we can relate because we've had those moments where we had a chance to break a personal best or do something crazy like that.
Yeah. Now, I sat with Matt Janella last weekend up at Turtle Bay. We had a chat. And I told him that Shane Bacon was going to be on the show this weekend. He said, well, tell him that you know that he shot a 65.
So. Yeah, we're trying to get a match going with me and Matt versus Gary Williams and then Paige McKenzie. Obviously, Paige is an LPGA player. And we were getting a lot of trash talking from those guys. And the next day I went out and shot 7 under in this money game. And I texted him and he was all fired up. He's like, see, they don't even know what's coming. So. Janella was pretty fired up, so I think we're going to try to plan that sometime in L.A. Coming in the spring.
And that's going to be good, because Matt said something to the effect of he doesn't have to really show up with his game because you've got yours.
That's exactly. He can just be the guy that makes sure that the beverages are always full, I guess. That'll be his job.
Can I ask you a question? And obviously, we can't do the top two because you're holding on at Yahoo Sports. Devil Balls, where you go to find out what Shane Bacon's top two things are of the last year. And I love reading these different ones because, for instance, Jason Day winning the Honda World Cup of Golf in Australia after the typhoon killed 8 in his family, including his grandmother. That was number 3 on your list. That didn't make it other people's lists. So these lists aren't always the same. And I really appreciated that you included Jason's win under those conditions, and the fact that he's a great golfer and has, you know, he's had such a hard time closing. Do you think that'll change his year coming in 2014?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, and it's amazing when you think about somebody like Jason Day. I think if we made a list of 8 or 10 golfers that we think are on a short list to win their first major, I think Jason Day would be on everybody's list. And he's only won one PGA Tour tournament ever, you know, and it's just crazy that he seems to get himself up. He's almost a little bit like Cabrera. You know, he gets himself up a little bit for the big tournaments. You know, he finished, I mean, I think him and Adam Scott had the best finishes in the majors this season.
Yes.
You know, which is a pretty good tell sign for how you played. I mean, if you were, you know, the lowest aggregate score in those majors, you know, that's something you could hang your hat on. And, I mean, I know Jason Day's been there a couple, 2 or 3 years. So, yeah, you know, and I just thought that needed to be said. I mean, I wrote something, you know, a link here that we normally write after he won, just simply saying that what he did is why we love sports. You know, I mean, he went through this terrible tragedy and had to kind of deal with it. And instead of backing out like a lot of guys did, he still played in this golf tournament in his home country and wins the thing. A little like Crenshaw at Augusta. And I just thought that was something that needed to be addressed instead. And, you know, social media is so crazy. It's just so crazy how you can connect. I wrote a piece on Jason Day, and a day later, his wife sends me a message and says, thank you. You know, I mean, that doesn't happen 10 years ago. And it, you know, it just kind of brings it all back together and you know, makes it seem that, you know, when you say something, when something like that happens, if you kind of point it out in a positive way, sometimes you'll get some notes from people that are kind of in the family in a little way.
Yeah, and we're a very small planet. I mean, social media has made us even smaller, more connected, so that, you know, more empathy. I think that's the good part of social media, that part that makes us be able to connect with somebody halfway around the world. And the part when somebody said, well, he wasn't that close to his grandmother, that was like, hello, I didn't grow up near my grandmother. She was halfway around the world when I was growing up, but I still felt connected to my grandmother. She was my grandmother. It's powerful stuff. Now, seeing that Jason Day can take this victory into 2014 would be great. Now, what about Rory McIlroy? He finally won in 2013. Do you see him returning to his amazing form that we saw not too long ago?
Oh, well, you know, I think the hardest thing for Rory is just simply the expectations. I mean, Rory McIlroy is not Tiger Woods. He's never going to be Tiger Woods. Tiger was a guy that is consistently in every tournament he plays in, basically. And when he's playing well, he's in the top five, top ten, and it's just insane how well he plays in everything. You know, Rory has a little bit more Phil Mickelson in him. You know, one week he'll play well, the next week he might miss the cut.
Yeah.
I think that the 14 is going to be a better year for him. And I think him winning that tournament was huge because, I mean, you know, we saw it with Tiger. I mean, Tiger went through a huge drought of not even winning golf tournaments. You know, he wins his first tournament, and now I think he's won 7 or 8 in the last 2 years. I could see Rory getting a little bit back to that. I don't think Rory's ever going to be the guy that wins 5 times a year, but I definitely think he's the type of player that could win twice, with one of those being a big tournament. I mean, we've obviously seen him win 2 majors by huge gaps over the field, and that's just simply when the swing's clicking, the putting stroke is there, and he's mentally kind of there. And I think that him winning that tournament kind of gets him past 2013, which was obviously a really tough season for him, and kind of past a little bit of the scrutiny. I think that I think Rory's 2013 was a little bit like LeBron James after the decision. You know, Rory doesn't want to be the guy that people hate. He doesn't like being hated.
No.
And I think that now, you know, he was, people were questioning, you know, Nike and his girlfriend and all these decisions that he's made. And I think now we can kind of go back to just being the golfer that people root for, love watching play, love watching this. We can go back to being kind of the young, dominant, you know, player that's going to win 1 or 2 times a year.
Yes, yes. He likes that smile on his face. He's a love me kind of guy, you know. He looks for approval, and he's not comfortable when he's upset people or is taking flack for really no reason. That's the other
thing. Absolutely. I mean, you know, and I said it, I defended Rory all year. I mean, I'll tell you this, there's not a lot of golfers, and there's not a lot of athletes or people in the world, and if you said, hey, we're going to pay you $100 million to switch equipment, and you might struggle for 8 months, and they'd all say, okay, that's fine. I mean, it's a ton of money just to say, I might not click with it just yet, and I also don't think it was the equipment. I just think he wasn't, I think he's been going through a little, some personal stuff, and I think that, you know, I mean, a lot of people just think these guys are machines, and they're not. I mean, if stuff's happening on and off the golf course, it's going to affect you when you play. And I think that's something that Rory kind of dealt with, and I think that he's a little bit past it. And we'll see him back to his positive self when he's playing golf.
Yeah, and that'll be fun. Speaking of someone who hasn't won in a while, Bubba Watson, a winless 2013, if I'm remembering things correctly, after his Masters win, and then nothing. Some people say that he's been unlike touring after his Masters, when he's got to come back to reality. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think a little bit. I sometimes think there's guys that just have a hard time, getting back to what you have to do after you do something that literally changes your life. I mean, winning the Masters changes your life. A lot of it's for the better, obviously, but sometimes a lot of the attention and stuff isn't exactly great for your golf game, and I think that's something we saw with Bubba. Obviously, I mean, he hasn't won since Augusta, pulled off one of the craziest shots ever, but,
yeah.
I mean, Bubba's a timing guy, and Bubba's one of those kind of guys. I mean, we've all watched his golf swing. There's a lot of moving parts in it, and it's one of those swings that I think when it gets off, you know, it's really hard for him to get it back to clicking, and I think that's kind of what he's gone through. But, you know, I think Bubba, again, Bubba's a little like Rory. He's gonna be in contention a couple, two or three, four times a year. He might, if he has a good year, he might win two or three times, but he's going to be more the type of player I think that gets one win a season, when his swing's there. And, you know, I would like Bubba to have a little bit more fun, too. I think that Bubba got a little bit negative this season, a little bit like Rory with his golf game. I mean, we saw him kind of snap his caddy at that one tournament, that doesn't seem to be Bubba. I think Bubba has a lot more fun when he's smiling and just, you know, going out there and swinging the golf club and not really worrying about, you know, what kind of happens with it. So, I definitely think there's a bounce back year for Bubba, for Rory, for Keegan, for Webb Simpson. I think there's a lot of guys that didn't have necessarily their best season in 2013. And are kind of ready for the season to start so they can go out there and show that they still got it.
We're really set up for a great 2014, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, golf is such a good place right now just because we've got so many players from all over the world that have a chance to win every tournament. I mean, I think Adam Scott kind of showed that at the Masters, and I think we saw it all the way through the season. I mean, who would have ever guessed Phil would win a British Open? I sure wouldn't have. And, you know, Justin Rose winning, the U.S. Open was great. And then you get somebody like Jason Duffner who – slowly, became a factor in almost every golf tournament. And then he goes out and wins the final major of the year. And I don't think people were surprised that Jason Duffner won the PGA Championship. So I just think there's 20, 30 names that, every week have a really good chance of not only winning that week, but winning the week after. And I think parity is great for golf. And I think the fact that Tiger's, a little bit more dominant than everybody else, but still struggling, it makes every tournament excited. And it makes every tournament, where you really don't know what's going to happen until you get to the 72nd hole.
Yeah, and I hope we play that many holes this year at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. After last year, I can't believe that I'll be doing the show in 1 week from Kapalua on Maui at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's like, wow, this year is just clicking along, and got Adam Scott, all the people we've been talking about. Brant Snedeker will be there. Ken Duke, I mean, talk about here. We've got Jordan Spieth and Ken Duke, age-wise, they're two. It's really exciting to see what the PGA Tour is doing. Can I ask you one final question before we bring in Regan Lee? The final question is, what's your thought on Lydia Ko switching from Guy Wilson to David Ledbetter?
Well, I didn't like it. I mean, I think that you got to stick with kind of how you got there. And I mean, you dance with who brung you, kind of saying. And I think that, it could come back and haunt her. But I mean, hopefully the good news is she can always go back. And I think that's something that you have to stick with. If it struggles, if it's not going well, hopefully she can go back. Hopefully she didn't burn those bridges. But, sometimes these young kids, they just want to change everything up. They think that when they turn pro or when they get these contracts and sponsorships, that there's a lot of other things they need to do. And sometimes you got to stick with the clubs you had, you got to stick with the caddy you had, and just go out there and remember that it's still golf, no matter if you're a pro or an amateur. And I kind of wish you would have not done that so early on.
That's exactly my feeling. Thank you, Shane Bacon. This is a Yahoo Sports editor, okay, and it's Devil Ball. Just go there, and number 2 is coming out tomorrow, and number 1 is coming out the next day.
That's it.
Okay. We'll get the top 10 from Shane Bacon at Devil Ball, Yahoo Sports. We'll be back after this. Thanks for being on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Reagan Lee is coming up next. Reagan Lee is one of the only people who has won 3 years in a row at Mid-Pacific Country Club, the Mid-Pac Open, 3 years in a row. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Ring in the new year at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. Located on Ka'anapali Beach at the foot of legendary Black Rock, this sprawling resort welcomes travelers to a world of relaxation and discovery. Every guest room is newly renovated and comfortably appointed with breathtaking views of the Pacific Ocean, lush gardens, or lava rock waterways. And at sunset, catch the breathtaking plunge during the Black Rock cliff diving ceremony. To rediscover the legend of Ka'anapali, call 808-921-4646 and book your reservation today.
A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, and now we're going to the beautiful Pearl Country Club. It's on the slopes above Pearl Harbor, overlooking the USS Arizona Memorial, as well as the USS Missouri. It's a beautiful course built in 1967, and Reagan Lee is the director of operations. He's a three-time Mid-Pac Open champion, 3 years in a row, back-to-back Waikoloa Open champion, course record 62 in 2002, career low 60. He won the Gateway Tour with that career low. He was a Canadian Tour member. Welcome to the show, Reagan.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Some of the specials that you've got at Pearl Country Club, I know the Executive Women's Golf Association, EWGA, is going to be playing there a couple of times this coming 2014, and you've got a gorgeous golf course to take advantage of, and you're right in the middle of the island. Tell us some of the specials.
Yeah, you know, our location is wonderful for everyone, you know, coming from the airport, from Waikiki, from, you know, we're right in the middle of everything, so I think just the location itself is a big plus for us.
Absolutely.
And you know, the name Pearl Country Club a lot of times is misleading because we are open to the public, and it's not a member-only course. So the our customers, our main customers, are the public.
I've noticed that most of the rates for golf courses,
mm-hmm.
you know, if there's the municipal courses, that's about $35, $25, depending on how many rounds you're going to play. Then most of the, not resort courses, but courses like Pearl Country Club, Mililani Golf Course, and Royal Hawaiian Country Club or Golf Course, they're about 60. Are you approximately 60 on the weekends?
Yeah, on the weekends will be 60. We're actually going to get that up a couple of dollars for 2014. But it's still very competitive, and it's actually still lower than all the other courses that are in our category.
Mm-hmm.
On the weekdays, we are in the low 50s, low $50 range, and we actually are offering a special now called Golf and Grind. With the local green fee, they'll get $5 back in a certificate to use down in the restaurant. I always tease the customers, hey, $5 off of our menu. Our menu is not that high to begin with. $5 off of that's cheaper than eating at your fast food restaurants. You know,
right.
So we have a pretty terrific menu for that price range.
Absolutely. So it's Golf and Grind?
It's called Golf and Grind. Special.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. You have a really nice driving range. It two tiers.
Yes. It's two tiers. I would say it's probably the cheapest driving range that I can even think of in Hawaii. We are open until 9 o'clock just about every night except for Sunday night. And again, we're open to the public, but it is road, so people may not see that as they're driving past it or you know, around it. So.
When you just above Pearl, what is the name of that gigantic mall over there?
Purvis Shopping Center.
It's on Kauanohi Street. So if you go up Kauanohi, you're going through all the houses, and you're going, where's the entrance to Pearl Country Club? Oh, it's right there.
So yeah,
you have
yeah.
to make that turn. There's lots of parking. Now, when I say two-tier driving range, I don't mean there's, you know, you stand one group on standing on the, up the other. It's you see the driving range, and it's wide open, and it's beautiful, but then on the side of the hill, there's another driving range that you can't even see from the one that you usually see the demo days at. And that's really exciting. Do you have a demo day coming up soon?
We don't have anything set already, but we are in the works for having something in the first quarter
Excellent.
Of the year.
Excellent. Because it's a perfect location for demo days. And
yes,
I know we've got a lot of... You know, the club manufacturers keep coming up with new stuff on a regular basis, not just once a year.
No, not just once a year nowadays.
yeah, it's really exciting. So let me ask you something. When you have a wonderful child, how many children do you have now, Reagan?
I have two daughters.
Two daughters.
Yeah,
are they playing golf yet? One's 10, right?
My older one is 10, fifth grade, and she is getting into golf. She moved over from other sports that she's been doing since she was three.
Wow.
And she had some unfortunate accidents. She broke her elbow and she broke her leg.
What was she doing?
Gymnastics and soccer.
So
while she was rehabbing that, you know, golf was the best option. So
yeah,
she kind of stuck with it, and I think she enjoys... enjoys the little slower pace that golf had to offer than gymnastics and soccer.
And it's something Dad does.
And it's something that I get to spend more time with them now, correct?
Yeah, and, you know, most little girls want to be with Dad and enjoy it as long as they do.
Mm-hmm.
It happens soon enough. But what I was looking at is your career. You, in 93 to 98, were UH, the University of Hawaii golf team. And the Hawaii State Amateur Champion in 99 and 97. And from there, I mean, you've had victories upon victories. And then as, you know, as family life takes over mm-hmm. and work life, how much time do you actually get to spend on your game?
Less than I'm going to be talking to you on the phone.
Aha. See, that's the thing about golf. I mean, in being in the game, people think, oh, you get to play all the time. That's hardly the case. Your last 2013, the National Call Rental Aloha PGA Assistant Championship champion. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on that. That must have been terrific to see that win after.
Yeah, you know, that was as maybe small of a tournament that might compare to some of the other ones that I've had in the past. That it did mean a lot to me, being that it was at Pearl Country Club. As far as the qualifying was, it was at Pearl Country Club, and that may have been my last chance to really qualify for that tournament. Soon after I won that tournament and went to the national one, my boss, which is Guy Yamamoto, who was the golf operations manager at that time, he since moved away from Pearl, so I assumed that title and that responsibility. So, you know, with this past year being possibly my last time to do that tournament as an assistant pro.
That's right.
It meant a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's huge. What you are also teaching a lot in juniors, and that's something else. If you're looking for an academy close in the central Oahu area, Pearl Country Club Golf Academy is directed by Director of Instruction Bo Yokomoto. You were also teaching there. I imagine you're not teaching much now, but tell us, what is the one tip that you'd give a golfer going out to game, to play, or to practice today?
You know, I mean, it's hard to do, like just, I'll have eight lessons today, and all eight students, you know, will be different ages and different sizes and different physical conditions.
Uh-huh.
But the one thing I think that the one thing in common with all of them is that whenever they're struggling, I need to work with their balance. And what balance does is that you know, when you hit the ground, it's a matter of hitting the ground in the correct place. And so for me, I work a lot from the short game up, because a short game will help them to feel the correct balance, which is, you know, the weight needs to be in a certain relationship to where the ball is.
Okay.
So I'll start with chipping, and with chipping, for them, I need to keep their weight on the front foot, which is, you know, from right-handers, it's their left foot. And what that does is that keeps the bottom of the swing past the ball, meaning they're hitting the ball on the downward swing.
All right.
Yeah. So for me, a lot of my, I would say a good percentage of my lessons are explaining to the golfer that, you know, depending on what kind of shot they're trying to hit, your weight needs to be in this position. You know, and obviously that's going to be different for everybody, so I can't really say that.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, but it's really good, because what people have to remember is when you go on the golf course, you know, feel the center of gravity. Feel like you can't be knocked over when you take your position,
yeah,
right?
And like, you know, for example, the reason I can't really say one tip for everything is because just in the iron shots compared to the driver shots, it's different. You know,
yes.
For a driver, you're trying to hit it on the upswing, so your center needs to be slightly behind the ball. And for a long iron, you know, you're not trying to hit down as hard as a short iron, so the center needs to be in line with the ball, or, you know, something like that.
So we need to come and take a lesson with Reagan Lee at Pearl Country Club.
The good thing about the guys at Pearl Country Club is they're all certified. They're all, you know, really, actually, I need to say they're really good players, too. So they have a good background in competitive golf, as well as a knowledge of the swing. And the way I like to teach is that the student needs to understand what's going on with their own swing. So I don't want the student to rely on the teacher the whole time. So I try to make the student, you know, understand their swing so that they can fix it when they're not with me.
Excellent. Excellent. Reagan Lee, Director of Operations at Pearl Country Club, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, always nice talking to you.
It's good talking to you, and we'll be seeing you soon.
Yes.
You're not taking any new lesson students right now, right?
I am not taking any, but they can always call, and
yes,
I can refer them to the three other instructors that we do have.
Excellent. Director of Operations at Pearl Country Club. Aloha, Reagan.
Thank you, Danielle.
We'll be back right after this. Patricia Hannigan, golf girl, she's joining us. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
This year, the Acura Season of Reason sales event is looking beyond the holiday hype to focus on what's important, the cars.
And the holiday jingle.
Wow, no, actually, Acura is just focusing on the cars, not jingles.
Seals on wheels, seals on seals, wheels, seals, deals.
Yeah, that's the idea, but the Acura Season of Reason deals speak for themselves. They don't need to sing
about it. The frostiest sail, the chestnuttiest sail, the yule loggiest sail, the salesiest sail.
Look beyond the sales that don't have much to say. Look to the vehicles that won the 2013 Edmunds.com Best Residual Value Award for Luxury Brands. The Acura Season of Reason sales event. Smarter vehicles deserve a smarter sales event.
Your local Hawaii Acura dealers wish you and your loved ones a happy Season of Reason holiday sales event.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Aloha, this is Webb Simpson.
Join me to ring in a new year of golf at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions on Maui.
See 2013 PGA Tour winners like Webb, Dustin, Adam, France, Duffner, and Cooch go head-to-head January 2nd to 6th at Kapalua's Plantation Course. For more information and to purchase tickets starting at $20, visit pgatour.com/Hyundai.
Copyright 2014.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Hyundai Tournament of Champions. We've got 13 first-time winners. Russell Henley, John Merrick, Michael Thompson, Scott Brown, Kevin Streelman, Billy Horschel, Derek Ernst, Sangmun Bae, Harris English, Ken Duke, Jordan Spieth, Patrick Reed, Jimmy Walker. Really exciting field that we have. And if you'd like to help pair up who's going to play against Dustin Johnson, go to PGAtour.com social hub and you can vote Snedeker, Kuchar, or Scott. Right now, Adam Scott has 51% of the vote. Last time I checked, Kuchar has 24 and Snedeker has 25. It seems that Scott's going to win. Okay, let's take a look at what we've got with Patricia Hannigan. She went to the Lexus Champions for Charity Tournament. It's 25 years of giving. And, of course, her trip to Pebble Beach, where they play the Lexus Champions for Charity Tournament. And she tells me that this trip showed her that even someone like myself with a high handicap could play at Pebble Beach. So here to tell us that that's true, welcome to the show, Patricia Hannigan.
Well, thank you, Danielle.
Absolutely.
I have a little bit of a scratchy connection here, but I am going to do the best I can to get through.
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Connecticut, so that may explain it.
Is it cold? It's probably the frozen wires, right?
That is probably it. You know, actually, we're warming up, but we had a very cold holiday season. However, that first couple of weeks in December was really marked by this trip to Pebble Beach, which was just unforgettable. Lexus just put on just such a great event. It's actually the culmination of a couple of hundred events that take place across the country throughout the year. And then this final event is at Pebble Beach, and it's just, you know, playing on all three courses and pretty amazing stuff going on.
It's a 54-hole event, 3 days of play, 18 holes a day, and played on Pebble Beach, Spyglass, and the links at Spanish Bay. The picture of you at the links at Spanish Bay is awesome.
Well, that was my first day out, and I have to say I hadn't played in quite a while, so I was just taking in the scenery more than playing any kind of anything that resembles golf. But it was just a great time. The people who go to this event are also committed to their charities, and they're just extraordinarily enthusiastic about competing for them. So not only do you have this extraordinary venue that you're playing in, but you have this great vibe going on.
It's a two-person best ball, amateurs only. So you really have a good time, don't you?
Absolutely. It was just a really fun round. You know, out there, the rounds are quite long because, after all, it is a touristical area as much as anything else. But that sort of segues into what I was going to talk about. That these courses, although they're extremely challenging, they're great, actually, for someone who is a higher handicapper because the rounds are going to be long. You're going to be able to have a more relaxed pace, which I know it doesn't lend itself to the game of some of the more stoic purist, but for someone like myself, I really enjoyed the fact that the vibe was more relaxed.
So what you're saying is your pace of play may not have been what everybody expects you to be.
Well, actually, I think when you're at Pebble Beach, you know, the pace of play is always going to be slower than perhaps some people would like. Your round is going to be long.
Yeah, but it's not like you're holding anybody up because you're all playing at that pace.
Absolutely not. That is what the thing is, that, you know, people just tend to take a little bit longer on the rounds. They put a lot of people out. It is so beautiful that, you know, it's just people are absorbing the scenery as much as anything else.
Patricia Hannigan is the founder of Golf Girl Media, editor of Golf Girl Diary, and she authored Golf Girl's Little Tartan book. It's if you're looking for something to give you an idea about, it's not an instructional guide, it's etiquette. How to get comfortable on a golf course. It's very, very good for somebody who's just starting, if you know somebody who's just getting into the game. Lexus Champions for Charity Tournament, that's the one Patricia Hannigan was at. 25 years of giving. Now, I noticed that the Allied Services, Integrated Health System, and Motor World all got together. It's the pediatric programs of Allied Services that are benefiting from this particular. Is it every year?
Yes, it's every year. They've been doing it for 25 years. And all different charities are involved, and many of them are involved with children. And as I say, the competitors are all competing for their charity when they're there.
I see.
So it creates just a real excitement and just a really great vibe.
So there are events that are held throughout the year. We can find out more going to, I found a link, Lexus Champions for Charity, just by Googling that. So you can find out where an event is being held in your area. Where did you play?
Actually, I went out as a blogger because that's another thing that Lexus does that is great. Every year they have a blogger go out and just participate. There's so much involved. There are events for the spouses, and there are all kinds of things going on off course that also raise money for charity and just create just a wonderful several days. So I went out to write about it. Shane Bacon, who you interviewed earlier, has done it as well. And I think it's a great way to get the word about this event out. We'll be writing about it in the coming weeks as well.
I wish there were. I didn't find a Hawaii qualifier. I should find out if there is one, because it'd be so much fun to do this and then go to play Pebble Beach and Spyglass and Lynx as a two-person best ball, where there's not the, you know, the pressure of being really good.
That's absolutely it. And I think, you know, another wonderful thing is the caddies. We just had a wonderful caddy, and like many people, I'm not very used to playing with caddies. I play at my local course, and I don't often do it, but just made the rounds just incredible. We had a wonderful caddy, Josh Fisher, out at Pebble Beach, and he at Pebble Beach Golf Links, and he was just, it's amazing what a difference it makes in the way you play. And particularly at a place like Pebble, where the greens are very difficult to read, and he was just great.
Well, tell us, what did he tell you when he was reading the green?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, there are so many different undulations. Well, of course, you have the water on the that tends to attract the ball as well. So you could just give me all kinds of tips. And essentially... kind of guided me in a way that was priceless.
Yeah, it's wonderful. In a way, they just point out the different colors of the grass so that you can tell which way the blade is growing. So you can, it's special having a caddy who has local knowledge and who can then share that with you. And makes the game so much more fun. We're going to take a break and come back and wrap up the conversation. We're talking with Patricia Hannigan. She is founder of Golf Girl Media and author of Golf Girl's Little Tartan Book. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea for the Sony Open January 6th through the 12th. Come kick off the 2014 tour season with Zach Johnson, Webb Simpson, Jason Duffner, and Matt Kuchar. Big names, big action. Tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Military free with valid ID, new admissions and bag policy. It's the Sony Open at Wailea, January 6th through the 12th. Visit friendsofhawaii.org.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Patricia Hannigan. She went to the 2013 Lexus Champions for Charity National Championship. And, of course, I'm drawn to it because they assist children with autism. A development of a summer camp for autistic children. A development of the parents and professionals collaboration resulting in numerous social interaction functions with autistic children and their families and other things to help with families, because autism is, you know, it's much more widespread than most people thought 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and seems to be just something that's happening. And so 2013 Lexus Champions for Charity National Championship was held, but each person who plays is playing for their own championship. So the funds are raised, and you go home. How do you win, Patricia Hannigan?
Well, how do you win a place in the tournament is what you're asking?
No. How do you win to bring home money for your charity?
Oh, well, you know, there are all different ways of winning. In addition to the actual event, your scores, there were, all kinds of, there was a global tournament. There were various different challenges throughout. So there were many different ways to actually win. But the charities that are represented by the top 10 net and top 5 gross teams divide $100,000 purse. Mm. And the winning team actually claims $17,500 for their hometown charity. So there are myriad ways to get some money back for your charity. And I tell you that the players were extremely enthusiastic about this.
Yeah, I would have been. That's wonderful. It's terrific talking with you. And just an opportunity to play Pebble Beach and Spyglass and Links at Spanish Bay. That's a 3-day event, 54 holes. And best ball, 2-person. So it just sounds wonderful. We need to talk more about this as the different regionals happen so that we get on board.
We'll definitely do that, because I agree. We have to kind of get the word out so that people can actually participate.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for being on the show, Patricia.
Thank you, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
All right. And we need to thank the people who make this show possible. First of all, let's talk about Acura of Honolulu, one of our sponsors. You can get the city-sized luxury of the ILX with a special lease that starts at just $209 a month. Or you can take advantage of the special 0.9% APR before it expires on January 6th, 2014. Acura proving its amazing overall value this year, winning the ALG Award for overall brand value. That was for 2013. And there's no safer luxury car on the road. You check out the NHTSA ratings. The experts will tell you about it. That's the 2014 Acura line, NHTSA ratings. There's never been a better time to drive an Acura. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. It's visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. got together, conspired to create this stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. Now, there's a course you can tee it forward on. You know, if you feel like it's a big course and you can't handle it, yes, you can. Don't be afraid. Just go out and have a good time and play best ball with your friends. Ask them if they'll do that just for you so you can experience a truly unique and unforgettable golf experience at Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment for protection for your home or your business. You get them on the property, they check it out, they tell you where you are vulnerable, and then they put in the protective measures that you'll need. Get the Star Team on your property for Star Protection. It's what you need in Hawaii, and they're also in California. Poipu Bay, I want to mention that they've got this special deal, $25 For $25, you can go after work, let's say at 4 o'clock, and you go on the practice range. And, you know, you hit some balls, you loosen up. The balls are free. It's all part of the $25. Using the practice range, that's all part of the... And then you get the golf cart. That's all part of the $25. And then you go play three holes. And there's a three, a four, and a five at the beginning of the course. So you get all three, you know, pars, and then you go home, and you're happy. Or at least you're relaxed and you've had a wonderful end of the day. And we're going to wrap up the show. I want to thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.